My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Let's talk to our man, Bryant McFadden. He is a Super Bowl champion, co-host of All Things Covered. That's the podcast. It's great. And CBS NFL analyst. B-Mac, I want to start with us. Obviously, pregame or preseason game number 3. We know we're not going to see a whole lot of the starters, if any, tonight. But, you know, are you feeling good about what you've heard, what you've seen, and what people are saying about our team? I just had a conversation today. I went on a podcast and we were talking about, you know, the excitement around the country. Everybody's talking about us. You feel good with where we're at? We know this one obviously doesn't count. You're just trying to get the work in tonight and then move forward to get the season started.
Yeah, I feel real good about Atlanta this season. And I feel good because they've been very, very busy when it comes to improving the team. This team on paper, in my opinion, guys, I believe they're 10 times better than the team from a year ago, which is a bright sign because the team from a year ago, they had some highs and lows, but they were in that playoff conversation until the month of December of 2023. So they still had an opportunity to get into the playoffs. They still had an opportunity to win the division. But this team is better. It's better. They have a better quarterback. They have a better overall personnel. But I would have loved to see these guys on the grass at least one time through the preseason. I'm a firm believer at some point in time in preseason play, it's meaningless football, but it's important to get your starters out there at some point in time just to try to create a sense of chemistry and rhythm, especially when you have so many new faces in new places. But Coach Raheem wanted to make sure he took advantage of the reps in practices where he can feel comfortable with his starters on either side of the football field not participating in the preseason, and let's see how it works out for week one against the Steelers.
B-Mac, you were just touching on the preseason there, and specifically for our backup quarterback, Michael Penix, they decided a couple of weeks ago that he was going to be put on the sidelines and not suiting up for any of these games. If he needs to come in to spell Kirk Cousins for a start or two, do you feel like the 16 throws were enough in preseason to make him ready, plus all the one-on-one action he got against his own guys?
Well, Chris, unfortunately, they would have to be enough, the 16 throws. Because, as you to your point, he's not playing in the final preseason game. I felt like it would have been a great opportunity for Mike to get all the reps that's available for him in preseason play, because he won't really get any reps unless something happens to Kirk Cousins injury-wise, or they're just a drop-off in production, right? So I felt like this was a great opportunity for him not to play the whole preseason game, but maybe play a half or a quarter just to kind of get as many reps as possible, because that's the only way you can get fully acclimated to the NFL game. Reps, repetition is very, very important. But to your question, 16 pass attempts, they will have to be enough because he won't get any more before the regular season starts.
It's B-Mac, guys. Bryant McFadden joining us here, getting ready for the upcoming season. You made your tour, right? You're done. You're finished with your camp tours and all that stuff, right?
Yes, sir. I'm done. I'm getting ready for the season, college football, NFL football.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
So I'm right with you guys, and I just stay in put until the season kicks off.
Well, I'm just curious. I saw this quote from Justin Fields. Obviously, we've spent a lot of time about the Steelers being our first opponent. He says he feels like he's done enough to be the starter, but it's going to be a Mike Tomlin decision. Do you feel that way?
No, I don't feel that way. Now, for Justin Fields, I think he should say that because you want to make sure you believe that you should start, right? But to his statement, I don't think he's done enough because he hasn't really blown the competition away. Now, remember weeks ago when I came on, I felt like there was a sense of leverage created for Justin Fields based on what he was doing in practices because Russell wasn't practicing. But then when you turn on the tape in preseason games, and to Mike Tomlin's point, what you do in the game will outweigh what you do in practice. And the two preseason games that Justin Fields participated in, he really didn't create any separation. He didn't gain any traction on Russell. He was gaining traction on Russell throughout practices. But in the preseason game, now he wasn't getting any traction. And therefore, that's why I think if they were playing Atlanta today, I think Russell would be the guy. Now, they still have one more game left now. So I think this is a very, very important game for both guys. But if Justin Fields don't come out in this final preseason game and really play good football, I think it's going to be Russell Wilson week one.
When you look at Russ's career, B-Mac, it's just interesting to me because I think the perception of him right now with the Steelers, people forget that he had one really good year in Denver as well, where he threw 26 touchdowns and I believe 11 interceptions. So people are acting like I feel Russell Wilson has fallen off a cliff he may not be able to get back up from, but I don't know. I don't necessarily consider him finished by any stretch of the imagination.
You know, Chris, that's the thing I'm so confused about. I don't know why Russ gets so much criticism thrown his way. To your point, a year ago, Russell Wilson playing in Denver, it wasn't the best football environment, right? It wasn't a very, very talented roster. But before he got benched, the Denver Broncos were basically in the playoffs or maybe one seed out of the playoffs. They were in that conversation. Before he got benched, Russell Wilson finished the season with 26 touchdowns, 8 interceptions. You guys are Atlanta Falcons fans. Would you have love for your quarterback to throw 26 touchdowns and 8 interceptions last year?
Yes, yes.
Right? Russell Wilson, a year ago, and not the best atmosphere to be a part of, completed 66% of his passes while throwing for over 3,000 yards. I'll ask another question again. Would you have love for your quarterback a year ago to complete 66% of his passes and throw for over 3,000 yards?
Yes.
Yep.
So why people are talking about Russell like he was trash a year ago? Like I don't know. If Russell played for the Pittsburgh Steelers last year with those numbers, we probably would have made it to the second round. If Russell played for the Atlanta Falcons with those numbers, the Falcons would have won the division and would have had a home playoff game. And who knows what could have happened in that home playoff game opportunity. So Russell was not a bottom barrel quarterback last year, but people, I think they pick on Russell because he's pickable, I think. I don't know. But to what he's done on the football field for the play on the football field, Chris, Russell did play more than serviceable football a year ago.
Did you see Anthony Richardson last night? Did you watch any of that?
Yes, I did. Yes, I did.
Okay, so tell me what you think. Because, again, there's a lot of expectations about, oh, he wasn't ready last year. For the time that we saw him last year, I thought he had some promise. Then he gets hurt. We had to wait. So this was the first time I really watched him this season, and obviously it's preseason. But B-Mac, tell me what you thought.
I think with Anthony Richardson, you got to be prepared to go up the roller coaster and go down the roller coaster. They're going to be highs and lows. Right now, last year, remember, he played in a total of four games. In two of those games, he got knocked out. So he actually only played in two full games a year ago.
Okay.
He had seven total touchdowns, one interception, right? So the potential is definitely there. It's about Anthony Richardson being consistent and seeing the football field well and making the routine throws routinely. That's the thing. You look at that interception last night. That was a routine throw that he was behind on because he didn't read the defender well.
Mm.
I understand they were saying, well, maybe the pass catcher came out of his break wrong. Anthony, you still got to see where the defender is and throw the ball away from the defender. So you're going to get highs and lows from him. And then you guys got to also, too, remember, Carl and Chris, he didn't play a lot of football in college football. He didn't have a lot of reps.
Right.
So he's gaining, earning reps as he go in the National Football League. So to your point, this season, number one, can he stay healthy? That's the biggest question mark for me. Because if you're 6'5", 240-ish, 250-ish, and ran 4'4", you're going to be in the running game. You have to be. But can you stay healthy? You can't call the game for Indy with bubble wrap around Anthony Richardson. You got to let him do what his athleticism says he should do. But then can he make the routine throws routinely? Last night, he didn't. He didn't.
All right, so help me make this make sense, B. The NFC East, the Falcons are playing the NFC East this year, and we got a trade the other day that I didn't really understand. Why would the Commanders trade Jahan Dotson, one of their promising young receivers, to a division rival? I don't get that one.
Well, you know what, Chris? When you have too much Casamigos in the meeting room, sometimes you might do things you're not supposed to do. Point blank. I'm not even a drinker, but I know if you drink too much Casamigos, you're probably going to be seeing the wrong things and saying the wrong things. That's my only logic to what happened with the Commanders. Why would you trade your second-best wide receiver while having a rookie quarterback, by the way, who is going to be your day-one starter? You trade your second-best wide receiver to a divisional team, and he instantly improves the Eagles' offense. So the Eagles, who you will see twice a year, by the way, they have Saquon Barkley, Jalen Hurts, an outstanding offensive line led by Lane Johnson, Dallas Goedert, A.J. Brown, Devontae Smith, and Jahan Dotson. How does that make any sense? So you just took a step back, Commander. I'm talking about the Commanders. Your offense got worse. It didn't get better. It got worse. And you improve a divisional team that you will see twice a year. What is Dan Quinn doing? I don't, Chris. To your point, I'm still trying to figure this out. I thought it was a joke when I saw it because it doesn't make any sense. If anything, trade him to Pittsburgh. You know, they need a receiver in the worst way. Like trade him. There's so many other teams you can trade him. They're talking about is a third rounder. A third rounder is a value pick. But that pick does not help you this season. And you have a rookie quarterback. And you don't know who you might get at that third round spot in 2025 if he could be the type of player that Dotson was becoming in your organization. Chris, Carl, I'm all the way confused with that one. That didn't make any sense.
All right, before we let you go, we got to get your take. Being a Seminole, what you think about tomorrow's game in Dublin, DJ Uiagalelei. How good is he going to be? I think he's key into this game and obviously the season. B, what are you thinking?
Man, listen, number one, when it comes to DJU, and I said this on X yesterday, and people were kind of – I think there were Yellow Jacket fans that were saying, I said this weekend and just throughout the season – we don't need DJU to be great. We just need him to make the routine plays routinely. That's all we need from him. And people are like, nah, what are you talking about? Think about this in college football. How many great quarterbacks are actually in college football? Maybe two or three, right?
Yeah.
Great. When I say great, I mean you're the highest of the highest. Maybe two or three. But for us, we don't need you to be great. We just need you to make the routine plays routinely. Because when you do that, you will win more than you will lose. So to your point, to your question about DJU, I think he's going to be more than a serviceable quarterback. He has a bunch of experience. We don't need you to play hero ball, my boy. Just be good at what you're supposed to do. And for Saturday, it's the week of unknowns. You don't know what you're really going to see from Georgia Tech. You know a little bit about Haynes King because he was a part of your offense a year ago. I'm not going to say super athletic, but he has mobility when need be. For Florida State, they're more concerned, more questions about Florida State because we lost so much. You know, so now it's about Georgia Tech trying to figure out who's going to be the new Keon Coleman, right? Who's going to be the new Trey Benson? Who's going to be the new Jared Verse, Braden Fisk? They don't know, but by Saturday night, they're going to know, and their fans will know as well. So you know I'm picking a nose. I'm riding with the nose. This is our first game to really showcase to the college football world that we really got something on our mind and we're going to display it in Dublin, Ireland, 12 p.m. Saturday, our time.
Can't wait.
It's going to be a lot of fun. B-Mac, enjoy, man. We will talk to you next week as football is finally back, and it is officially here starting tomorrow with college football. Thanks again. Enjoy the weekend.
Thank you for having me.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
It's not just about watching the game, it's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it, it's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.